Don't be surprised I'm standing here rather than there. Just a little bit information. I like that. That's a Baptist way. Do you know that? For a Baptist church, they are, well, let me start over. Our topic today is, see, do I need to turn it on?
It's on.
It's on? Okay. Is the receiver on? Did you put the receiver on it? Okay. Well, we need to, but anyway, today, the topic's called God's Word, the window of God's Word. We're talking about God's Word.
Okay?
And, Baptist Church is not because they baptize people, immersion, they call it Baptist. Somebody else called them Baptist. The reason they do that is because that's what the Bible says. You have to be baptized by immersion.
这个浸信会并不是说他们只是把需要这个受洗的时候浸在水里，这是圣经教的，要受浸的时候要浸在水里。
They are very, very serious about God's Word. So therefore, when you preach God's Word, you don't stand up there or in the side. You stand right in the center of the sanctuary. That's the reason.
因为他们对神的话语非常的认真，所以他们讲道的时候并不是高高在上的那种感觉。
But I affirm that.
我也是遵从这些。
However, today, because I don't have a monitor here, I hate to do this all the time. So I stand on the side so I can see it.
今天我只是因为这个有 PowerPoint, 所以 有投影, 所以我就站在旁边，这样我不用老是转头来看。
So I'm not going to reread this again.
经文我们就不重读一遍。
But as we have just read, we have noticed it's talking about the situation, what the situation is going to be at the end of the world.
我们知道说刚才所读是末世的光景。That
wasn't a pretty picture.
这个图画并不是很美的。And
are we pretty close to that today?
我们今天已经很临近了。And
I was really sick when I heard our commander-in-chief just nominated or intended to nominate a gay, an open gay, to be the army chief. No, is that? Yeah, army chief. 他要选一个同性恋的人做陆军总司令. Do you know that? Only 20 years ago, in the army, they took a compromise saying, homosexual is a big controversy. So therefore, we're not going to punish you, but don't tell, don't ask.
那个20年前在军中他们有这样的妥协，因为同性恋有很大的争议，所以说他们说我们就有这个政策说你不要问也不要说。
And today, their chief is an open gay. How bad can that be?
但是20年之后,他们的总司令可以是公开的同性恋,事情怎么会这样?
We are getting pretty close to the end day.
我们离末世非常的近了。
And the problem is, nowadays, how can you tell what's the truth?
问题是今天我们怎么知道什么是真理?
The most potent weapon of our adversary, Satan, is deception.
我们的仇敌撒旦，他最厉害的武器就是欺骗。
He can make you sick. He has that power.
他能够使你得病，他有那样的能力。
He can attack you. He can do all kinds of things.
他能够做一切所能的来攻击你。
And none of them are very effective because that push us closer to our Lord.
但是这一切，如果我们离主更近的话，这一切就会归于无效。
Yet when the deception comes, we're defenseless because we thought what he said is the truth.
但如果欺骗来临的时候我们任意为真，那我们就完全无助了。
When you cannot know what's the truth, how are you going to live?
如果你不知道真理，你该怎么活？
That's why we need to pay special attention to God's own word, because that is the truth.
那就是我们为什么一定要关注神的话语，因为只有那是真理。
So here, I want to focus on the last three verses of today's scripture. Let's read it again.
所以我们要把刚才那三节圣经再读一遍。
The special, you know, the golden color are the words I'm going to elaborate today.
那个金色的就是我特别要提到的。
Let's all read it together. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting,and a training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much.
天父，我如此感谢你。
You have chosen us to be your children.
你拣选我们成为你的儿女。
And you have also chosen us to be your witnesses.
也拣选我们成为你的见证。
Lord, we pray that we will be effective.
主，我们祷告，我们能成为有效的。
Lord, we pray that today you speak to each one of us.
愿你今天向我们每一个人说话。
So that we may all be an effective, witness of yours.
让我们成为你有用的见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.First of all, I want to share with you a quick story. Tommy is a little boy about, I don't know, probably 12 years old. He is handicapped, crippled.
我先分享一个短的故事。Tommy, 他是一个小男孩，他有残疾，大概12岁。
And so he lived in on the third story of an apartment building of a bad area of a large city.
在一个大城市有个很坏的很不好的街区、在三楼的窗子旁边他住在那边。
So, he loves to read.
他喜欢阅读。
He can't do much else things.
除此以外他做不了什么事。
And he heard one day, he heard there is a book. He didn't know what that book is. He heard about a book,And in that book, it talked about a person going around doing good.
他听说有一本书，书里讲到有一个人，他到处行善。
So he called his friend, his friend is a newsboy. He asked his friend, say, you go find that book for me.
所以他就请他一个朋友，是一个报童来帮助他找这本书。
And that's pretty hard to find. There is no author.There is no name of the book. Well, how are you going to find it? So he just looked and looked and looked, and finally, wow, one book dealer thought about, he must be talking about the Bible and Jesus.
这本书很难找，因为没有提到作者，也没有书名，所以找啊找，最后有一个书商，突然想到了，这一定是指着圣经来说的。
It does fit. You know, a book talking about a person doing good all over.
因为这就是那个男孩要找的，说有一个人他在各处行善。
So therefore, he scraped up the only few dollars he has, and he went there to buy it.
所以他就用仅有的几块钱买了那本圣经。
And the bookseller just gave him the, you know, New Testament.
那个书商就把新约圣经给了他。
So they both come home and start reading it, and they really enjoyed it.And they read and read and read, and then Tommy, he became a Christian. He believed.
他就把圣经，那个报童把圣经带回去，所以 Tommy 和他一起读，读啊读，最后 Tommy 就成了基督徒。
And then Tommy was thinking, Now, I want to do good.
Tommy 说想说我也要做善事。
But how, what can he do? He cannot even get out of the door. He lived in that third story apartment, small apartment building belonged to his aunt.
但是那个小男孩 Tommy, 他有残疾，他什么，他甚至不能够出门，他住在他婶婶的公寓里面。
So, when you have trouble and don't understand, what do? You pray. So he asked God to help him.
如果你有麻烦不知道该怎么做，那你就祷告。
And God gave him an idea.
他就得到了一个主意。
He started scribbling the good verses, the helpful verses of the Bible, and then, remember he lived on the third story building? He just dropped them out the window.
他就把圣经的话涂写在纸片上，因为他住在是在临街的三楼，所以呢，他就从窗口把这些纸片丢下去。
By the way, this story is a true story, but I do embellish it a little bit.
这是一个真实的故事。
我就加了一点油，添了一点醋哈。to make it more palatable. But anyway, actually, after I saw that, I said, this is fantastic. We go out to the street to hand it out, right? We do that.
我读到这故事我就觉得太奇妙了，因为我们到街上去我们发单张。
But he just dropped out the window.
但是那个小男孩他就从窗口把这些纸片丢出去。
It actually works. The passerby pick it up and some, of course, just dump it. But other, they read it and they were helped. They were being encouraged. So this little boy has so little resources, yet he had a great ministry.
这个真的是很奇妙，因为虽然说有些人捡到就把它丢掉了，但是有些人他们读他们确实得到了帮助。你看这个小孩子，他的资源是那么的少，但是他有一个伟大的事工。
And then one day, you know, this guy is very well-dressed. He was down.
你看有一天这个人他穿得很体面但是他里面很低沉。
Because his business was in trouble.
因为他的生意有麻烦。
All you business people knows, business goes up and down, sometimes down and never up.
所有你们做生意的人都知道说生意会起起伏伏。
And that day, he was really down like this. Oh, here's a piece of paper, what it is. He picked it up, and that's the reverse on it.
那天他很情绪低落，他低着头走路，在地上就看见这个纸片捡起来。
Oh, he understood because when he did his business, he wasn't very honest.
他认识到，在他做生意的时候，他不是很诚实。
And after read that, he was convicted.
当他读到了这个，他心里有所认定。
He changed his way.
他改变了。
And the business was back up.
他的生意又回来了。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的奇妙。
The words coming from a little crippled boy on the third floor of a bad area.
是在一个很糟糕的街区三楼窗口里小男孩扔出来的纸片。
God can do anything.
神能做任何事。
So, today the main point is this. My word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty.
今天我主要讲的是我神口出的话绝不突然返回。
God's word is dependable,effectual and purposeful.
神的话来源可靠，功用卓著，目的明确。
These are the three main points I want to share with you from the last three verses.
这就是今天我要从那三节圣经里要分享的。
I also understand my time is limited, so I'm going to go real fast. So fasten your seatbelt, okay?
时间有限，所以我要加快一点。
Dependable. The first word is says God.
来源可靠。
Is God dependable?
神可靠吗?
Everything about God is dependable. So therefore his words definitely is dependable.
神的一切都可靠，所以神的话语都可靠。
What is God's word?
神的话是什么?
Did God take a paper and pen and write it down?
神是不是拿一张纸来把他的话写在上面?
Actually, a person's word represent what? Represent this person's mind, thoughts,and desire.
一个人的话表明他的心思思想还有他的意愿。
Unless he lied.
除非他是在说谎。
But God told us God never lies.
但是神说神从不说谎。
So God's word is dependable, all powerful, and does not change.
神的话可靠全能永不改变。
And on thisverse, it says, God's word is God breathed. God breathed.
圣经说神的话是神所默示的。
Breathed, that word, it's like a wind. It's all the same word in Hebrew. What really saying here is through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is like wind. God breathedthrough Holy Spirit into us. Breathe out His word.
所以默示在原文里面就是风吹过的意思，这个在原文是同一个字，那实际上就是说圣灵的工作。
So in meaning, the transmission of God is dependable.
所以这个神话语传播的方式是可靠的。
Because we would have a kind of a question saying, okay,God, He has His word, He has His thoughts. How does God tell us?
因为我们有这样的疑问，神有他的心思思想，那他怎么告诉我们？
Does any one of you ever heard God speak to you audibly?
你们有谁是听见神用耳朵可听见的声音来向我们说话？
I know somebody had, but it's rare.
我知道有人也许有这样的经历，但是不多。
Mostly God.Through Holy Spirit. So from God to man, the transmission is by the Spirit. It's dependable.
从神到人这个传递的方式乃是圣灵，这是最可靠的。
The next challenge is from man to man. How do you transmit God's word from man to man?
那从人到人，那最可靠的是用什么方式呢？
And many people attack the Bible saying the Bible is not dependable. It has nothing to do with God, even if God exists. Because how do you transmit?
所以有很多人说圣经不可靠，因为即便真的有神，但是你怎么能够确定说这个它怎么样传播传递？
Way, way, way back when, the Bible was not in existence. It transmitted from word of mouth.
And later on,
it start writing.
后来才有的文字记载。
How do you transmit from those writing down to through the generations?
那些文字的继续怎样代代相传？
Have you ever played a game? I don't even know what you call the name of the game. That means, you know, a long line, a bunch of people whisper to the first person.And then the first person whispered to the next person, and then next person, and finally to the last person. And then you ask the last person, what did I say? He's going to say something totally unrelated.
你们有没有玩过这个游戏？就是有五十个人，他们排成一排，第一个人跟第二个人耳语说事情，然后第二个再跟第三个，这样一直到传到最后，然后最后这个人再告诉第一个人说，听见了什么。
Well, actually, let's assume the first Bible written, then he just found a copy machine and then made a lot of copies passing down. Is that right?
假设说如果有圣经第一次被继续下来的时候，我们是不是就有复印机把它复印了很多很多份？是这样吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
They were writing.
是手写的，是手写的。
Now, I think all of you have this experience. You copy something down, and then only on the first line or even second line, you found a mistake.
你们都有这样经历，如果用手来抄写东西，也许一两行就出错了。
And then you correct it.
然后你就改。
And after you're done, you let somebody else read it, they found more mistakes.
当你完成了让别人来检查，他们就会找到更多的错。
You know the newspaper, right? And right now probably not newspaper, on the internet. Do you know how many spell checker they go through? And then when they publish, there's still mistakes.
你们知道说报纸啊，现在不是报纸所有的网上的东西，你知道他们要经过多少的语法拼写的检查，要很多的步骤，但是仍然会出错。
How can you stop this error?
怎么防止这些错误？
Now back to the Bible. Those people copied it. And they cannot last forever. So somebody else have to copy it from them. How can you stop this error from transmitting?
回到圣经的时代，他们用手抄写，因为凡是手抄的不能够存在太久，那就必须不断的抄写，怎么防止出现错误？
So therefore, the book, the Bible you're reading is full of mistakes.
所以有的人认为我们所读的圣经里面充满了错误。
I had that question in my mind.
我也有这样的疑问。
Until one day I heard, this is how they copied it. If A is 1, B is 2, what would be Z?
我后来直到我听到他们的抄写方法，如果我们把 A 作为1， B 用2来代表，那么 Z 应该是什么数字？
What did you say? 26.
26.
Correct.
对了。
You're correct. And of course, in Hebrew, there's only 22 letters.
希伯来只有22个字母。
They assign a number to every single letter.
所以每个字母有一个数字。
After they copy the first line,
他们抄完第一行。
They start calculating, adding all those numbers together.
他们就把字母代表的数字加起来。
And compare to the original.
和原来的比较。
And if the number is the same, they got it.
如果数字一样，他们抄对了。
Then they go down to the second line.
然后再开始第二行。
Boy, that is going to slow them down probably, you know, 10 times, I believe.
这个速度可能就慢了十倍。
That's why they are all professionals. They don't do anything else. The only thing they do is copy Bible.
所以这个在当时这是一个专门的职业，他们什么也其他都不做，
就做抄写圣经。Their profession is called a scribe.
所以他们被称为文士。
During the New Testament time, they're still there.
直到新约时代，仍然有这样的。
And they don't have to calculate the original. What's the number?
他们不需要再去计算那个原版那个数字是多少。
They only need to calculate what they copied because they remember every single line. What's the number?
他们每一行他们都知道原来那个数字的总和是多少，所以他们只需要计算他们抄写的部分是不是吻合。
So the man-to-man transmission is very accurate.
所以从人到人那个传递的方式是很可靠的。
And I can even talk to you about the event of Dead Sea Scroll. But I don't think I have time. But basically, Dead Sea Scroll pulled the original about 1,000 years earlier, and they proved to be the same.
我想提死海古卷，但时间不够了。大概来说，就是根据死海古卷发现说，我们对圣经认识提早了1000年，那个原版是完全一样的。
Now let's talk about the effectual. Is it really useful?
所以我们提到这个功效卓著，它真的有用吗？
God's word up there, and I'm living my life. Are they really related?
神的话语好像在高高在上，我在地上过我的生活，真的有用吗？
Well, first of all, it says teaching man to know him.
对，教导人认识他。
And we know that every culture almost have a God.
我们知道说每一种文化里都有神的观念。
And their description or idea or concept of God is different.
他们对于神的描述想法都不同。
However, the God we believe is not coming from our imagination.
但是我们所信的神不是从想象而来。
It is coming from what he told us.
而是他所告诉我们，他自己所告诉我们。
If you want to know God, the best way is to talk to God.
你要认识神最好的方法就是跟神说话。
Or at least listen to God.
至少要听他说话。
Let me give you a quick illustration.
让我来描述一下。
Let's assume he is a beautiful young lady.
假设这里是一个漂亮的女士。
And assume that I am not married. I'm in the process of finding one.
假设我还没结婚，我在寻找。
And when I saw him,
我看见他。
Oh, well, when I saw her, yeah, yeah. My heart flutters.
当我看见他，我就心跳。
But I'm shy.
但是我害羞。
So what do I do?
我怎么办?
I go around asking people about her.
我就打听关于她。
Do you know what? I can find a lot of information about her.
你知道我就能够对她有很多了解。
And I can stand afar just observe or even use a binocular, right?
所以我可以远远站着观察啊，甚至用望远镜。
No matter how hard I try, do you think I can discover her name? What she likes?
不管我怎样的努力，你认为我能够就靠观察来发现她的名字，她的喜好。
And what kind of desire in her heart?
她心中的意愿是怎样的?
Is there any way by that way? There's no way.
可以那样达成吗?不行的。
The only way and the best way is what?
唯一的方法，最好的方法。
Approach her directly.
就是去
Let her tell me.
就是去她那里，让她来说。
And then I said, oh, those people lied to me. I asked them. They said, oh, she is very, very proud. She wouldn't talk to anybody. If you do, she's going to give you some blah, 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 you know.
我就发现说我听到的都是谎话啊！人家说他很骄傲，不愿意跟人说话啊，这些都不是。
Now I discover you are really very very kind. You even liked me.
然后我就发现说，哎呀，原来是非常的和善，甚至心里是喜欢我的。
Didn't we make the same mistake about God?
我们对于神是不是也是犯同样的错
？We hear about other people.About, they talk about God, and they didn't know what they're talking about.
我们常听说别人谈论神，但这些人也许不知道他们说的是什么。
The best way is to approach God directly. Listen and read His own word. It is intended for you.
最好的方法就是到主面前去读神的话语，那是他为你而写的。
Not only He likes you, He loves you.
他不仅喜欢你，他爱你。
Isn't that exciting?
是不是叫你的心里兴奋
It's telling us how to know him and then also a rebuke man to know his waywardness and helplessness.
并且他也是督责人叫人知道说他们的问题他们的无助。
We're far away from God for so long. We're doing something we thought was good, but it wasn't good.
我们已经离神太远我们做我们认为在做好事但其实是恶的。
So, we need to read God's word and let God's word to speak to us and to convict us so that we may repent.
所以我们要读神的话让神向我们说话让我们可以悔改。
Correcting. He guiding men back to the right path.
他要使人归正。
Because knowing that you are in the wrong way,does not naturally guarantee you can get back to the right way.
知道走了错路并不能保证说你走回正路。
You have that experience, don't you?
你们都有这样的经验。
When you go to a different city, and you are driving, and suddenly you said, I know I'm in the wrong place.
你们都有这经历到另一个城市去开着开着突然你意识到路开错了。
That didn't help a whole lot becauseYou don't know how to get to the right place.
但是光是那样并没有多大帮助，因为你不知道怎么回到正确的路上。
So not only we need to know that we have trouble, we have sinned, but we need to know how to get back on the right side of God.
所以我们不光要知道自己有问题，我们有罪，我们要知道说正确的回到神那里去的路。
And the Bible, the Word, is going to tell us.
圣经，神的话要来告诉我们。
And then He's going to tell us how to be righteousness, training in righteousness as a way of life, so as to act justly and to love mercy.
他是教导人学义，然后过一个生活是真正行公义、好怜悯。
The Bible not just tell us these things as knowledge, but want us to live out the righteousness as a way of life.
因为圣经并不只是给我们一些知识，他们乃是要我们把那个义活出来。
So these are very, very important, and we need to really take it in heart.
这些非常的重要，我们要把它存在心里。
And finally, the third point is that it is purposeful. What's the point? What is the purpose of the Bible? Of God's word?
第三，我要说，神的话目的明确。
The purpose is very clear. It says, thoroughly equipped. Thoroughly equipped. Who are thoroughly equipped? His people to be thoroughly equipped.
他要使人得以完全。
So that he's ready to do his purpose.
预备行各样的善事。
In other words, what he's saying here is saying that we live not to just live according to our own desire, we live for God.
所以这里说我们并不是为着我们自己的喜好来活，我们是为着神的意愿。
He wants us to live for him.
神要我们为他而活。
Live for him is not just to be alive.
并不是活着就是为他而活。
That's too easy.
那太简单了。
And what he want us to do is to be his witness.
他要我们做的是做他的见证。
Is that easy?
这个容易吗？
No. It's not. Therefore, you need to be trained.
所以需要训练。
You know what? There is one kind of a murder you will never understand. You will never thought it's a murder. What is that? That is send the soldiers out to the field without any training.
有一种谋杀是你所想不到的，就是把没有训练过的士兵送到战场上。
These soldiers have no training whatsoever, no weapon. You send them to the battlefield, they're all going to be killed.
所以如果他们没有受过训，没有武器，就送上战场，那他们就都会被杀了。
When you are dealing with Satan, do you know how old is Satan?
当你要面对撒旦时，你知道他有多老吗？
How many schemes he has accumulated?
你知道他有他的计谋，他的诡计有
多少？ If you want to deal with him, you have no chance whatsoever.
你去面对的时候，我们没有一丝机会。
You need to have training and weapon.
你需要训练，你需要有武器。
What is the weapon?
这个武器是什么?
The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的话。
Which is the Word. So it is God's Word is going to train us thoroughly. Not just training for, you know, go to a class for one or two. He trained us thoroughly.
所以神的话给我们完全的训练。
To do every good work.
预备行各样善事。
Now, we run into another, challenge.
对，我们又有一个挑战。
What is that?
是什么呢?
Good work.
行善。
What is good work?
什么是善事?
Good works. Good works meaning that you don't do bad works.
那就说别做坏事。
That didn't answer the whole thing, right?
这个不是所有的答案。
Well, who has the answer?
谁有答案呢?
Who? God. Always go to God for the answer.
神，答案都在神那里。
Here's the answer. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, For we are God's handiwork,Created in Christ Jesus to do good work.
我们都是他手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
That's not the answer. That's just repeat the question, right?
这并不完全是答案，这只是再把问题再说一遍。
Oh, because I have not finished this verse.
因为我还没有完。
What is a good work? It answers itself. Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
就是神预备要我们行的。
So in other words, my translation is, whatever God told you to do, that is good work.
我的解释就是神要我们做的，那就是善事。
On the other hand, when God didn't tell you to do, that is not good work.
如果不是神要我们做的，那就不是善事。
You said, I want to be a doctor, so I want to go to the medical school and become a doctor so that I can help people.
你说我想成为一个医生，我要进医学院啊，我要能帮助人。
But God says, I have prepared you to be a missionary.
但是神说我预备你去做一个传道人。
Oh, come on! You don't want to.
我就说神啊。
You insist to be a doctor.
我就是要做医生。
Then that become a doctor become a not good work, meaning bad work.
那做医生就不是一件善事，甚至是坏的。
Because sometimes it's good work and bad work in us, it's relative. But in reality, in God's eyes, is whatever He told you to do, that is the good work.
在我们来说，好坏常常是相对的。但实际上在神那里好与坏乃是取决于他叫我们做什么。
Can killing be good work?
杀人可以是行善吗？
Whoops. That's tough.
这个问题难答。
But God told Joshua.
但神对约书亚说，
Once you enter the Jericho, kill them all.
进耶利哥的时候要全部杀死。
That's good work.
那是善。
I will never understand that.
我不能够理解。
One day when I see him, I'm going to ask him.
当我见主的时候我要问他。
But in reality, I don't think I need to ask him because when I see him, I would understand right away.
但实际上我想我不用问他，因为我见主面的时候我就会立即明白。
But anyway, this is a concept I want to drill into your mind.
这是我想要让你们的思想能够明白。
We were made for specific purpose.
我们为着特别的目的而造。
To do good work.
我要行善。
What is the good work? The work in His eye.That is, the good work is good in His eyes, not in our eyes.
行什么善，乃是在他眼中看为善的。
Okay, now, back to the story.
我们回到这个故事。
I haven't finished that story.
我还没结束那个故事。
This rich man, he recovered from his business. He was so appreciative. But then he thought about, where did that piece of paper come from?
这个有钱人他问题解决了，生意回来了，他就想说，哎，这张纸哪来的？
So he went back to where he picked it up and he asked around, asked people, where does this thing come from? People said, we don't know, we just see this thing coming down here, upstairs from one of the windows.
所以他就回到他捡到这张纸片的地方来问别人说，这个到底哪来的？别人也不知道，他说就好像上面飘下来的。
Oh, he was very determined.
他的主意很坚决。
So he wanted to find out.
他要发现。
He would just stare and watch and watch. And then suddenly, here's another piece of paper come down.
他就站在那里看啊看啊，直到他看见又有一张飘下来。
Third floor, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, okay. He went up there. He found the boy.
他看见哦，是三楼第七个窗口，他就上去找到了那个男孩。
He discovered the story.
他就发现了这个故事。
Isn't that a wonderful story?
这是一个奇妙的故事。
And he found out this boy is crippled.
他发现这个男孩是残疾的。
And he was rich.
他很有钱。
So he said, Tommy, you know, I have a very, very big house. but not too many people.
他说我有一间很大的房子，但是没多少人住在里面。
And I, you know, I just have so many rooms.
我有许多的房间。
I really would love to invite you to live in that house because God helped me so much through you.
他说我想诚挚地邀请你啊，在其中一间来跟我一起住，因为神借着你给我那么大的帮助。
Obviously, this rich man, he is trying to do some good work.
所以这个有钱人啊，他是想行一点善。
Right?
是吧？
And interesting it, Tommy asked him,
很有趣， Tommy 就说
That room has window.
Tommy 说你那个房间有没有窗子？
This rich man thought, window? Why are you so... Yeah, all room has windows.
有些人说、right? 为什么会想这个、当然所有的房子都有窗。
And next question, is there people walking along under the window?
他们又问说你的那个窗外有没有人走来走去的？
This rich man thought, yeah, my gardener.
那个有钱人想了一下，他说哦，我的园丁会走来走去。
You know where this is going, okay? So finally, Tommy actually says no.
最后 Tommy 说啊，我不去了。
BecauseGod want me to stay right here to give out His word through this window where a whole bunch of people, a lot of people are walking around.
因为神、要我做的是在、在、把他的话、从这个窗口传递出去，是要在很多人来往的地方。
So he continued to do what God called him to do.
所以他就仍然做神召他所做的。
Speaking of limited resources,
说到资源的有限，
he is very limited.
他很有限，
but he is not limited by his limited resources.
但他的有限并不能成为他的限制。
So, God's word creates lives, sustains life, and enrich life for His own glory.
所以神的话语他创造生命，维系生命，也丰富生命，乃是为着他的荣耀。
So therefore, what are we supposed to do?
那我们该做什么？
We first of all, we need to meditate His word day and night.
所以我们 要昼夜思想神的话语。
Let's read together here. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on itDay and night, Joshua 1:8a.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。
Why?
为什么？
So we will get to know God.
这样我们能够认识神。
Without knowing God, how can you do God's work?
如果你不认识神，你怎么能做他的工？
You need to get to know God.
你要认识神。
That applies to relationship between people.
这个也应用在我们人之间的关系。
Even between husband and wife.
甚至先生太太。
You know, if you ask a husband, do you like to please your wife?
如果你问先生说你愿意取悦你的太太吗？
Anybody will say no?
有人说不吗？
Everybody will say, oh yes, definitely.
他们说是的是的。
Do you know what your wife like?
你知道你太太要什么吗？
I have no idea.
That's
what the problem is.
我猜不到。
You need to observe. You need to pay attention.
你要观察，你要注意，你要留心。
That's the first thing we need to do with God's word is keep it in mind and meditate it day and night.
要存在心里，要昼夜思想。
And then live out His word accordingly.
然后要把他的话照着活出来。
His word is not for you to memorize it. Of course, memorize it is nice.
他的话不是单给你背的，当然背也很重要。
Francis Chan gave a demonstration one time. I thought it was funny. And but also, not so funny when it applied to us. He said, I think it's not true. He just used it. He said, I told my daughter, saying that today you need to clean up the yard and keep it real clean and neat. Okay?
有一天, Francis Chan 他好像做了一个, 表述, 那是他对, 有一天对他女儿说, 你要去把院子清理干净。
And then when he come home, and it was not done.
回家的时候他看见说, 没有做好。
So he called the daughter saying, hey, what's going on?
他就问女儿说, 怎么搞的?
Oh, you know, I copied down your instruction.
女儿说, oh, 我把你的话记下来了。
And I memorized it.
我背出来了。
And you know where I'm going? He did everything that, you know, very, you know, he did everything except the real work.
所以一切都做好了,就是没有去清理。
I don't believe she did that.
我并不责备她。
But I think it gave us a very good demonstration. Sometimes we memorize, we study, we even get into the lexicon about the Greek word or whatever. We did a lot of work except the work.
所以我们很多时候我们背诵了,我们也研究了,甚至我们对希腊字母原文都有研究,但是我们没有去做。
Well, let's read this second part.
然后我们读第二部分。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
如此你的道路就可以亨通,凡事顺利。
So not only we need to know His Word, meditate His Word, we need to live out His Word accordingly.
神的话语我们不仅要知道,要默想。 我们乃是要活出来。
And then the third point is to give out His Word.
最后一点就是要把他的话传递给出去。
Regularly.
经常的。
Giving out His Word is giving out life.
给话语就是给生命。
God's Word gives life.
神的话语会赐生命。
How the world, how the universe came to be?
这个世界,这个宇宙是怎么来的?
Because God, what? God said. God said, let it be. Let there be light. Let there be this. Let there be that. Finally, He created human being.
因为神说话,因为神说要有,神说要有光,要有。 然后一切就成了。
Everything came from His Word, His desire.
一切都是从神的话,神的意愿而来。
So when we give out God's Word will never come back in vain. It will always do what it's supposed to do.
所以当我们把神的话真正给出去,它绝不突然返回。
Do you have a window in your life to give out God's Word?
在你生命当中有没有这样一个窗口?
Yeah, my home, I have so many windows. Of course, I don't mean that.
我相信.
Because you're, I believe, around your house, there is no people walking around.
但是在你的,
You'll be very concerned.
在你的窗下可能没什么人走来走去。
But you know what? Our life is actually very porous.
但是在我们的生命当中有很多。
Porous meaning full of holes.
但是在我们的生命当中有很多的漏洞。
These porous meaning that just imagine that I am a bottle.
想象一下,就好像我是一个桶。
When I drink, it's all held up there.
当我饮水的时候都留在那里。
But if you poke a lot of holes on this bottle, what happened?
当这个桶如果有很多洞,戳了很多洞。
The water is going to come out, right? Actually, we are porous. A lot of things leaked out.
所以就是我们就是这样,我们有很多东西都漏掉了。And,
for example, in the wedding, sometimes when I officiate a wedding, I tell the story. I said, that today these two people are getting married.
就像我常常主持婚礼,婚礼上我说,今天这两人结婚。
But actually it's not just two, actually it's six people getting married.
所以其实不光是两个人的结合，其实是六个人。
People thought, yeah, that's right, because they are their parents' product, so therefore, not only they are getting married, their two parents are, you know, coming together. I said, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
所以人家说，哦，是六个人，因为两个人结婚，然后加上双方父母，那就是六个人的事。但这不是我要讲的。
Unfortunately, that did happen.
有时候是这样子。
What I'm talking about is that each person, we are actually three persons in one. Do you know that?
你们知道说我们的人每一个人他都是有三重。
My name is George.
我的名字是 George.
And George A is George, my wife thought I am. George B is the George thought I am. I think I am. And George C is the George who really is that God knows.
所以有三重性哈，每个人都有三重性。那第一个 George 就是我太太所知道的 George， 第二个是我自己所知道的 George， 但第三个是我真正的这个人，乃是神所知道的。
And when they are dating, George A and the mating A meet.
当他们谈恋爱的时候，那是第一个 George 啊。
And they always present the best way, right?
他们所展示的那是最好的。
After they got married, George B appeared. Where did you come from?
当我们结婚的时候，第二个 George 出现了。
It's not bad.
你会稀奇说这哪来的
？It's just surprise, not really that bad.
那也许并不那么糟。
But then, before you realize your very relaxed George C popped up.
当然，当你很放松很放松，突然的第三个 George 出来了。
And also, when things got real exciting, everyone started popping out without notice.
当然，你就当很激动的时候，就是好像一起都出来了。
Then you have six people running around.No wonder we have trouble in our marriage.
所以家里好像就有六个人在那里，所以难怪我们会有麻烦。
Because you thought you can contain yourself, pretend to be, project an image. But you are porous. Just full of holes. Then before you even realize, it just popped out. It just leaked out.
你认为我能控制自己，然后做最好的展示，但是我们就是好像那个有很多洞的桶东西都会露出来。
And there is a Chinese way of describing that.
中文有一个描述。
The fox tail revealed.
叫狐狸尾巴露出来了。
Now,Being a Christian, we can be Christian A, right?
我们好像做基督徒，好像我们能做那个第一重的 George.
And we also know the way of Christian B.
我们也好像知道那个第二重的。
Only God knows Christian C.
当然，只有神知道那个真正的我，那第三
重。For a marriage of these six people to get along, we need to each person reduce from three to one.
当然我在真正的婚姻里面，我们那个第三重的要成为第一重。
And then finally, these two can become one, not six become one.
这样就两人才能真正成为一体，不是六个成为一体。
Now, being a general in the society, each one of us, we need to ask God to reshape us.
在社会里面，我们需要求神重新塑造我们。
To reduce the three Christians into one.
教门里面不是三个，乃是一个人。
And then, once you have God's word in it, what you're thinking, what you are meditating, even when you're dreaming, it's about God's way, God's word.
当你里面有神的话的时候，你想思想默想，然后当你睡梦当中，你都会想到神的话语。
Then,There is only one Christian. This Christian is called a Christian ABC.
这里就只有一个真正的基督徒，一个人。
So even when you are not paying attention, you are doing the right thing.
甚至你没有意识到的时候，你会做那对的事情。
You are going to do good subconsciously.
你不需要意识到，你就会做对的事。
And that's our goal.
那是我们的目的。
Unfortunately, I'm not there yet.
我也还没有达到那样子。
And there's no way I can say pay attention all the time so I will not leak out.
我不是说我们只要注意就不会漏掉。
That is very, very tiresome living.
那是这是我们的极限。
就是活得很累。
活得很累。
Do you want to do that? No.
你
What you want to do is to ask God to reshape us so that we are one. What somebody else see me and what I see myself and what God see me, it's all the same.
我们要求神重新塑造我们，别人看我们，自己看我自己。
And your window.
还有神看我是
一样。Let me make some suggestion. What is your window? Your character is the window. Live out the fruit of the Spirit, right? You know about the fruit of the Spirit?
什么是我们的窗口？我来解释一下，我们的品格可以是我们的窗口。
Once you have these fruit of the Spirit, then you conduct everything, business or talking or demeanor, it's all the same way. And you don't even know it go out.
这个品格乃是圣灵的果子。如果我们真的有它，那你做一切事情的时候，你没有意识到，但是人就可以看见。
Your office is also a window.
你的办公室也可以是一个窗户。
If you are obedient to your boss, and you're diligent, and creative, and humble, and praise others generously. These are all good windows. Good way of letting out God's word through the window.
如果你顺服、殷勤、有创造力、谦卑、称赞别人这些就是窗口，让别人能够认识神。
In the community, there's another window. You can.
在你的社区也是一个窗口。
Do the volunteering, giving, or running for political office or vote.
如果你做志愿的工作，给予然后选举，帮助选举。
Somebody says, "Well, no separation of the state and church."
哦，不不不，我们要政教分离。
That's hogwash.
那不是对。
That is the lie from Satan.
那是撒旦来的谎言。
When light retreat from the dark political arena, what happened?
当光离开那个黑暗的政治，
it become darker.
那就更加黑暗。
We need to get into where dark is.
我们要进入黑暗。要让这个话照到黑暗里。
Ministry, of course, I think you all are most familiar with these.
我们的服事事工你们都很熟悉。
There are many different windows.
有许多窗口。
This is not exhaustive. I just give you some suggestions.
我不是要把它全部列出来，只是让你感受一下。
And the most common thing for Chinese to say is, I don't know how to do it. I'm just so useless. I don't have any talent. 很客气，很 That's what we do, don't we?
中国人最喜欢说就是说，我不知道怎么做，我很没用，我不知道。
That's why I use Tommy as your example.
所以这就是为什么我举例子用 Tommy.
Tommy can do it. You have no excuse.
如果 Tommy 可以做。你没有理由不能做。
Tommy convicted me. I have no excuse.
Tommy 让我知道说我没有借口。
I'm not crippled.
我没有残废。
I can go anywhere I want.
我可以到处走。
In fact, I think the problem is exactly here. We are so good and versatile. We can do almost anything.
我们的挑战是说，我们觉得自己那么好，我们有那么多样性，但是我们不知道怎么做。
And it turned out that we cannot focus. Too many things to do. A lot of times, our handicap actually is God's way of helping us to focus. You can't do anything else. This is the only thing you can do. Okay? Then I will do it and I'll do it well.
我们好像什么都能做，有时候我们就没有聚焦，没有重心，就不知道该怎么做。有时候神让我们残疾受限，受到限制，乃是神的祝福，叫我们知道说能做什么。
So here's the point. The point is that we know very well theologically that you are saved by faith. You are saved by grace through faith, not of work.
我们在神学上知道很清楚说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是因为工作。
But that doesn't mean that you don't have to do work.
那并不是说我们不要工作。
The work cannot generate salvation.
那个工作不能产生救恩。
Work cannot make you love God,or receive more favor from God.
那个工作并不是叫你更爱神，或者说从你神得到更多的好处。
However, when you receive God, you have God inside here. God's love is going to constrain you. It's going to push you to do good work.
但是当你接受神，神在你里面会催促你去行善。
If you just restricted or just don't feel like to do any good work, you need to think about your relationship with God. Is that really, really that close?
如果你从来没有这个意愿，没有这个感动去行善，你要思想你跟神的关系。
Because if you have it, it will show, it will leak out from your personality.
因为如果你里面有，从你的个性，从你的性格里面会显出来。
We are going to sing the song. You may not. I'm not sure how many people know the song, but I think this is a song. It's fitting for today's message. Let's give it a try.
我们试一下，不知道多少人以前唱过这个是跟今天的信息有关。
You can sing any language you feel comfortable.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words.Wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life.Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echoes the gospel call. Wonderful words. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Indeed, your word is beautiful and wonderful.
你的话奇妙可爱。
Yet there are many we still don't understand.
有许多我们人不明白。
Lord, we pray that you will help us to understand through the Holy Spirit.
主，我们祷告，借着圣灵，让我们能明白。
We pray even more that you will give us the power to do your word through the power of the Spirit.
我们更要求给我们能力，借着圣灵的能力，让我们能够行出你的话。
We all have experienced so many times that we want to do good, but we don't.
多少次我们愿意做行善，但是做不出。
And even worse, that we know we're not supposed to do those things, but we did it.
我们知道不当行的，我们却去做了。
Lord, I know we have a power shortage.
我们缺乏能力。
But Lord, you are almighty.
但主，你是全能的神。
And your word has power.
你的话语有能力。
Lord, we pray today that you will empower us to do what you call us to do.
主，我们祷告，你给我们能力，叫我们能做你所要我们做的。
So that we will not just occupy a space and wasting our life away.
叫我们不要白占地图，浪费生命。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. God bless you all.